It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman, and there's some good news in the new year. That's if you're a renter. A new report shows Seattle apartment rents may stabilize or even drop in 2014. That's after skyrocketing 6.5% last year. Tim Ellis is the founder of the local real estate news blog, The Seattle Bubble, and he joins us. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think is going to happen with rents in 2014?
I think it's a pretty good prediction that they're going to taper off. The increases are going to taper off, and we may even see a little bit of decline, largely because there's just so many new apartments that are going to be completed over the next year.
And they could even drop. Explain what the – is this just supply and demand?
Yeah, it really comes down to supply and demand. The rental market is just really strongly driven really directly by supply and demand, unlike the for sale market where, you know, financing and all kinds of other factors can come into play. The rental market is just strictly supply and demand, and there's been a lot more demand than there has been supply for the last year or two, and that's starting to turn around the other direction as developers have really ramped things up during this recovery.
So I was reading that in the last year, rent for a one-bedroom apartment shot up to over $1,200. I'm just wondering how much of a drop are people expecting for 2014 or kind of moving to the future? Is it going to stay around that same price?
You know, typically rents don't tend to fall dramatically. They don't have as dramatic a movements as home prices. You know, even over the last year, the increases in home prices have been in the double digits while rents have gone up, you know, only, quote, 6%. So, you know, even if rents do decline, you wouldn't expect to see it decline by very much. Usually declines are more coming in the form of incentives that developers will put out there for you to rent out, you know, free month's rent or things like that.
Tim Ellis is the founder of the Seattle Bubble, and we're talking about the future of rents and rental prices, which are stabilizing, it sounds like, here in 2014. I'm wondering, you've been looking at this, is it a better deal now than sort of moving forward to buy or to rent? Some people face that question.
You know, as rents have been going up, like I said, over the last year, home prices have really been going up as well. So it's, you know, right now we're in a situation where in the Seattle area, it's still probably cheaper to rent, but it's a much better proposition to buy than it was, say, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago during, you know, really the peak of the housing bubble.
And what does that mean, cheaper to rent? I think people normally think, look, buying a house is ultimately a good financial decision long term. Are you saying it might not be?
You know, long term, absolutely. The problem is a lot of people buy a house and they only live in it for a few years and then they trade to another house or they move to a new city. And, you know, unless you're going to stay in a house for at least 7 years and in some markets, you know, even longer than that, it's really usually a better idea to rent. So, you know, if you're going to buy a house and live in it long enough to pay off the mortgage, you know, eventually, yeah, you get a lot better deal buying a house than renting. But, you know, in a market where, like Seattle, where it's just a really strong economy and home prices are pretty high, you end up in a situation where it ends up better, especially if you're going to move every few years, to actually rent over the short term and even the medium term.
How does this overall kind of stabilization of rental prices affect the calculation that investors are making and then the overall price of apartments? I mean, some investors presumably wouldn't invest if they don't think they're going to be making bigger rents in the future.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. What we're seeing right now, this big boom in apartment building, is a result of the huge increases we had been seeing over the last few years. You know, as the demand for rentals has been really going up through the roof. The developers have seen that and are moving to capitalize on it. And it's just the reaction time is very slow when it comes to development. So as demand really outstrips supply, the developers move to build more supply. But then sometimes by the time that supply comes on, the demand is softened a little bit. So it's a lot of times they're not really in sync with each other. So we may in fact see, you know, development start to ease off a little bit as the developers realize how much competition there is in the market, but it's a market that moves pretty slowly either way.
Does this mean affordable housing, essentially potential, I don't want to say oversupply, but enough supply that eventually rents could drop even?
You know, I think that we may see rents drop depending on how many of the apartments that are in the pipeline currently eventually actually are built. But again, you know, it's probably not likely that we're going to see, you know, dramatic declines in rents or even dramatic increases in rents. You know, the overall, the rental market moves in pretty small increments.
And at $1,200 a month, still pretty unaffordable for some people. What advice do you have for people that are looking to rent?
You know, it's really just sort of the common sense stuff where if you want to rent a home, it's the same kind of thing as if you want to buy a home. You need to, you're going to find the most affordable places outside of the really desirable neighborhoods. You know, if you want to find an affordable house, you can't be looking in, you know, Capitol Hill or Ballard. You know, the places where everybody wants to live are expensive because everybody wants to live there.
Any other tips?
You know, just spending time and negotiating is another big one too, especially as the market starts to turn in favor of renters over this next year. rent asking prices are just that, the asking price. And so it's a good idea to always ask. You know, if you can get a better deal, you may as well, you know, try.
All right, Tim, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tim Ellis is the founder of the real estate blog, The Seattle Bubble, telling us about the fact that real estate prices seem to be stabilizing, possibly could drop in the future. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.